Let's say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Eugene Lees, EUGENELEES, date of birth 06-17-1947, date of appointment February 3rd, 2025. Requesting physician Timothy Nicholson, TIMOTHYNICHOLSON. Dear Dr. Nicholson, I have the pleasure of seeing Eugene Lees today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 77-year-old right-handed man who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 1-22-2025 due to the chest pain and shortness of breath. He was also having dizziness and fatigue. His blood pressure was high. He was transferred to the Ellis Hospital, ELLIS, for cardiac catheterization, which is done. He has 70% stenosis of the one artery. No stenting done. Now he's back to home. He's doing good in the hospital CT of the head done, which shows slight asymmetry in the white matter, low density along the right periventricular white matter, concerning for a small infarct. He is here today for follow-up. He does not have any weakness, numbness, or tingling. Past medical history, TIA, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, depression, BPH, anxiety. Past surgical history, none. Allergy, aspirin, and lactose intolerance, medications, gym, fibrozil, multivitamin, nitroglycerin, icosa, pent, clopidogrel, metformin, metoprolol, magnesium, polydextrose, ramipril, rizovestatin, sucralfate, tamsulosin, valacyclovir, verapamil. Social history, former smoker, stopped smoking 15 years ago. He occasionally drink wine. Family history, mother deceased, congestive heart failure, father deceased, diabetes, one sister, hypertension. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he was having confusion, dizziness, high blood pressure, high sugar. Physical examination, blood pressure 120/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowels on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, deep tender reflexes 2-4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 77-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, right periventricular white matter stroke. Number two, decreased hearing on both sides. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the MRI of the brain to confirm the diagnosis of the stroke because only CT of the head done. I will continue the Plavix 75 mg PO daily. I will also continue the please remove that. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.
Good morning, Simmers Hospital.